it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Oh, yeah, do that. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sending Roberto out the West Coast. Use the Thunderbirds 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, you got an iPhone, you got an Android, you got a laptop, you got a tablet, you got a good old cranky PC that has trouble getting started in the morning, not unlike myself. Here's the deal. You can get us on any of these devices. It's all listen live capacity. You can get into the archives if you want to do it, but if you're looking for what happened over the weekend, obviously listen live is the way to go. And with the platforms that are available, you can get us anytime, any place, any W, to use an old radio phrase. So if you're on your way to the beach, trying to get that last gasp of summer, if you're on the way to the park to walk the doggy, if you're out jogging, this neighborhood that I live in now is amazing in that it's yuppie land, to use an old phrase, and I don't fit in. I look out the window, you know, at 6:30 in the morning when I'm prepping for the show, you know, I'm stretching, I'm getting my coffee on and all this kind of good stuff, and I'll sit at the computer, and I look out the window, and there's like mommies jogging with their strollers and their baseball caps on with their hair pulled back in a ponytail, and daddies running alongside them walking the dogs, and sometimes they trip over the leashes and fall in front of my house, which is actually kind of humorous. So we enjoy that. I'm the square peg in the round hole. But anyway, get your Spano and Black on. Enjoy it. Don't forget the American Forces Radio Network. We love them very much. We'll be right back to set up the table right after this short timeout.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Here's looking at you, kid.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know that it is. It was a fun sports weekend, great sports weekend. Football's about to gear up. College football's right around the corner. Of course, the mega fight, which was also on over this past weekend. And we'll have all kinds of stuff and have a good time with all of that today. However, it was about McGregor, Mayweather, and Mayweather did what he had to do. And okay, that was it. You know, if you invested in the fight, I feel sorry for you. Was it more entertaining than Mayweather-Pacquiao? Yeah, because that was one of the great ripoffs of all time. But sport in general is in a peculiar place. And a lot of this is due to social engineering on the part of the networks who are kind of trying to manipulate how you view sports as opposed to just letting the sport entertain you. It's not any different in boxing / mixed martial arts than it is in football or baseball or basketball or anything else. It first of all, it's all about the money. And they both made plenty. Second of all, it's about marketability and how they want to feed into your viewing choices and hopefully manipulate you in a particular direction. And in this case, it was doing a pay-per-view on a fight that really was never going to be competitive. Now, I had an argument. It wasn't a discussion. It was an argument with this woman who just is a huge mixed martial arts person. I was hoping she wasn't trained in it because she could have kicked my ass. But she was talking about how it was a good fight and McGregor represented well. And early on, he could have taken... No. Not a chance. You know, when you look at the fight itself, first of all, you had a guy that never boxed professionally. I mean, you know, amateur, whatever, I don't know. And I was reading Twitter, the various different blogs, and all of that kind of stuff afterwards. And I was seeing how McGregor was getting all kinds of kudos for surviving and you know, he represented pretty well and, you know, he threw a decent amount of punches. He landed 111 punches as opposed to 170 for Mayweather. It wasn't that good of a fight. It just wasn't. And for anybody that thinks otherwise, man, you got a low bar. I got to tell you. You really do. You know, and I get it. Conor McGregor came at him to start out with, which was one of the questions that I raised before the fight was what kind of style was he going to fight? You know, was he going to back off and try to make Mayweather come after him and maybe try to catch him with a big punch because Mayweather is a defensive fighter? Well, he didn't. He moved forward and he tried to throw punches. But it was painfully obvious to anybody that knows the sport. He was in way over his head. His punches didn't have leverage. Mayweather did what Mayweather does. He danced and he moved. And, you know, there just wasn't much there. And they talked about, well, you know, McGregor won a couple of rounds. Okay, maybe he did by just pushing forward. But, you know, for anybody, and even at his age, for anybody who doesn't believe that Floyd Mayweather is the greatest defensive fighter in the history of boxing, man, you have no idea what you're talking about. And he moved, he weaved, he waited. One of the things that I talked about, which nobody was talking about before the fight, was MMA being a 25 minute, maximum time frame. And what would happen once they went past that time point? Because McGregor is known for taking people out early. And whether or not he was going to be capable of standing up to the time. Well, he wasn't. He faded big time. Not that he wasn't in shape. He's just not used to going that kind of time. It's for anybody that watches boxing ever. You know, they start you out with these four-round ham and eggers. Because if you're coming out of amateurs or the Olympics or whatever the circumstances are, you're fighting three-round fights. So they get you to a four-round to increase the stamina, and then sometimes a six. You know, they can set them at any – they seem to go with even numbers, but they can set them at any number they want as far as the amount of rounds that you go. So this was set on 12. But when we were talking about it on Friday, one of the things that I pointed out was the fact that, you know, he's never gone past a certain time. And when he has, he's done it in on a minimal amount of times. And sure enough, he got gassed. And then Mayweather took him out. Why would Mayweather put himself at risk? There was no reason. This guy couldn't take him out. I don't care what kind of punch Conor McGregor has in mixed martial arts, because he caught him flush a couple of times. And Mayweather wasn't even cut. He wasn't marked. Again, you're talking about two different levels of competition. I mean, was it unique? Yeah, sure it was. Was it entertaining? Yeah. The overall picture? It was entertaining as far as the hype on it, and the lead up and, you know, the contrast of a mixed martial artist going up against a boxer. And you know, the first reflex that I heard, because look, when it comes to boxing and mixed martial arts, there's no competition. Mixed martial arts is incredibly more popular than boxing is. And boxing matches, the right guys, you know, Triple G, guys like that. Yeah, they'll draw people. But mixed martial arts is a constant. And they are not only drawing people, they have dwarfed boxing. And Dana White is making all the money. Because the fighters don't, comparatively. But, you know, the reality is that this was a setup from Jump Street. Like I said, entertaining. Yeah, sure. The press conferences and the hype leading up to it. Fortunately, it wasn't one of those things where it was stretched out too long from the time that they announced it until the time they actually got the bout going. And that was good. You know, but it again, outclassed, outmatched. And Floyd did struggle a little bit with the southpaw aspect of it. And they keep showing the same punch over and over and over again. And that's the left uppercut. You know, but once McGregor started to hone in on him, I mean, he clocked him a couple of times. And McGregor's footwork, not good. I mean, it just, again, this is mixed martial artist against a boxer. He's not trained properly. And if Floyd had any kind of punch, he literally would have knocked him out, I mean, cold. Let's tap into breaks and step aside. When we come back, we're going to continue it right here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Adler, Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, we're talking Mayweather-McGregor. And, again, it, you know, if you look at the fight, and those of you who saw it, you know, McGregor was completely outclassed. you know, he moaned about stopping it, and it shouldn't have been stopped. It should have been stopped. I mean, he was at the point right there where he could have gotten hurt badly. And I'm glad they did. And it wasn't, you know, he wasn't rocking him with power shots. It wasn't, you know, one of those situations where, you know, oh my God, he was going to do irreparable damage to him. But he could have hurt him. And again, it the payoff for these guys, you know, Mayweather was guaranteed $100 million, probably going to make more than 200. And McGregor was guaranteed 30 and will more than likely end up with over $100 million. And, you know, he's set now. He's set for life. You know, again, and don't forget, that's not what they walk out with. You know, they got to pay their promoters and all the fees and all the dirtiness of boxing that takes money out of people's pockets. But, you know something? Mayweather is a surgeon, precision, and, you know, he started to go after the head, and Mayweather's not known as a headhunter. But, you know, from about the sixth round on, Mayweather just controlled the fight. Now, like I said, I got into it with this one person. And, you know, I always love when people don't know what they're talking about. But I always, you know, I take it with a grain of salt because of the fact that it's you know, look, it's sports. And people are passionate about their sports, and whether it's a team sport or an individual sport, whatever the circumstances are, it's all well and good. But here's the reality, okay? And this is a story that broke over the weekend. The sport books in Las Vegas. Now, if you're a fighter, you go in and bet on yourself. Now, in a team sport, it's a different thing because they got rules about that. You go in and bet on yourself to win or lose. You know, it's up to the sports book as to whether or not they want to take the bet. But you can do that. But the prop bets are something else because And what I mean by the prop bets, you've seen them, and we talk about it all the time here on the show, whether or not who's going to kick the first field goal, you know, the player who's going to score the first points in the Super Bowl, and you know, all the stuff that we get into and have fun with, you know, the over-under on the national anthem, how long it will take to sing it, you know, things along those lines. And that's fine. Well, boxing has props bets, too, in that how long it will last, amount of punches, things along these lines. And they had one of the things they offered up was how long the fight was going to go. And Mayweather walked into a sports book at the M and wanted to put down $400,000 on himself, ending the fight in under 9.5 rounds at minus 200. So do the math. You know, that would have added a couple shekels to his purse. And when did the fight end? Right in the middle of the 10th round. You know. And he stopped McGregor at 1:05 into the 10th round. So not only would he have won the under 9.5, he would have won by the knockout. You know. And, you know, they didn't let him do it. Okay. All right. I mean, it's not going to kill him. But it from my perspective, it tells you everything you needed to know about the fight. And this is what the person I was arguing with didn't get. He could have taken him out any time he wanted to. He chose not to. He carried him. And I think the fans, from that perspective, ended up not being cheated. And it's not very often you can go into a sporting event, a one-on-one matchup, gladiators, I mean true gladiators, not football players, not, you know, I'm talking boxers, MMA guys. But it's not often you can go into a match and be guaranteed that you're going to be entertained. I mean, you know, it used to happen with Mike Tyson all the time. People, you know, God forbid you relate to a Mike Tyson fight, because all you got to see was people talking about it afterwards. You know, and this was no different. And I'm not saying, look, because Mayweather isn't a power puncher, but for the sake of discussion here, could he have ended it in the first round? I guess he could have. He could have definitely ended it in the second round. Because once he knew what McGregor was about, not having leverage on his punches, being off balance. McGregor, Mayweather is footwork. He's a defensive fighter. He's footwork, glove work, head work. And McGregor has none of that. None. You know. And this was a 40-year-old Floyd Mayweather. Well past his prime. In shape, by the way. I don't know where McGregor got the he's not in shape thing. There wasn't an ounce of fat on Mayweather. But that wager tells you everything you needed to know. Everything. He picked his spot. He picked the time. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do. And that was with no money on the line. I think a buddy of his got $87,000 down. So he made some money, his friend. But he gave him the money to go in and you know, bet $400,000. And they didn't let him do it. But, I mean, think about that. And this person I was talking with, she just didn't see the logic. And I kept saying to her, Amanda, he picked his spot. He took him out exactly when he wanted to take him out. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking that McGregor had a shot and McGregor was in this fight, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. There was no chance. I mean, he could have slipped, and while his guard was down, McGregor could have clocked him. That was it. There was no chance. Conor McGregor had no chance in this fight. Now, I mean, if we're talking about going into the octagon, then we're having a different conversation. But, you know, anybody that thinks Conor McGregor went into that ring having a chance to win that fight is out of their mind. And that bet proves it, or lack of bet proves it. He literally picked the spot almost down to the exact second where he took him out. And it's funny because, you know, when you try to legitimize and you're talking about, well, you know, this was good, it was entertaining. Oh, yeah, okay, all right. There was some entertainment value in it, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, when it comes down to the reality of what worked and what didn't work, you know, there was no chance here. And even in the post fight, I mean, Mayweather looked like he'd been for a stroll in the park. A little puffiness. That was 40-year-old puffiness. You know, 40-year-old shouldn't be fighting. Other than that, give me a break. You know, and the books made out. You know, the Las Vegas books, and I mean, this is, you know. He was minus 500 going into the fight. He started out at minus 2,500. So McGregor went off at 4-1 under. And that's attractive. People bet that. You know, and then a lot of the money was going on McGregor because of the odds. But it was a fool's errand. It was a fool's errand. No way, no how. And the only way you made money was props. How long could he go? Did you bet the over? Did you bet the under? You know, whatever the benchmark was in that particular book, it was 9.5. Reality is, it was a fool's errand. But they breathed a sigh of relief because of the fact that had McGregor won, some of those sports books might have gone out of business. It's tap of the break, step aside. We'll wrap up the fight talk and move on to bigger and better things right after this short time out. I am Bob Black. You are not. Don't go anywhere.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-922-4074. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And talking to fight again. I'm glad I didn't pay for the pay-per-view, but for those who did, I guess they feel like they got entertained. I heard people talking about it yesterday when I was out and about, and most people feel like it was money spent okay. All right, I guess. You know. They said that, and again, this is where the books came in. Caesar's Palace won $2 million on the fight. You know, because again, you have to realize something. Legalized sports betting, there are people who win, people that lose. You know, the thing is, they just don't want to take the huge hit. The William Hill sports book said the fight was the company's biggest decision ever, and that a McGregor early round victory would have cost the book a multi-million dollar loss. And again, everybody thinks of Vegas as, well, you know, tens of millions of dollars and they can take this hit. No, it's casinos don't make a ton of money anymore. They make money because that's why they have the big buildings. But yeah, with the casino on every corner, you got to make your money where you can. And man, I'm looking at Sal Pal, our buddy Sal Pal Antonio, interviewing Floyd Mayweather. He does not look like he's been in a fight. Seriously. And I mean, I saw the post-fight stuff. He literally does not look like he's been in a fight. He looks like he barely broke a sweat. That's amazing. And McGregor did look like he'd been put through the ringer. You know, and I hope you enjoyed it. that's all I got. I hope you enjoyed it. Some other boxing stuff before we move on. Andre Ward says his contract with HBO is up. He's going to explore more options. He's best fighter in the world right now. And he may be done with HBO, but he's still under contract to Roc Nation. You know, he could go on Top Rank. I mean, you know the drills. Miguel Cotto won his fight. He beat Kamagai for the WBO junior welterweight. And Top Rank signed a 4-year deal with ESPN. I'll tell you what, they're doing it smart. They really are. You know, you take it back to July and the Pacquiao-Jeff Horn fight. And it was first time, and we talked about it at the time, first time that Pacquiao had a fight that was non-pay-per-view since 2005. And ESPN talked about it at the time. And they were talking about the fact that they want to bring back, and I think this is smart, live boxing free on the network. Yeah, we got, and again, you guys know I'm OMF, but when I was a kid and into my young adulthood, you could always get a fight on Saturdays, sometimes Sundays, but usually Saturdays, and get a fight free, live, on Wide World of Sports. And it was named guys. It wasn't, you know, chumps. It was named people. A little different now in that it's fighters that are either up and coming or past their prime. And Manny's certainly past their prime. He's just fighting for the cash at this point in time. And chances are pretty good that the fix will be in and Horn will lose this time around. And they'll have a third fight, which will air live on ESPN. And they'll both make a couple million dollars and that'll be in. But the fact that MMA, which is seen live, I mean, the UFC things are all pay-per-view and that's great. But there is a lot of mixed martial arts on television. And that's where the grassroots was for it. When they hold their big events, people buy it. It's appealing. They have a lot of fights on the cards. They're usually pretty high quality. And it's something that the public gravitates to. Well, what ESPN is trying to do is get boxing back into that hemisphere. And they're trying to get boxing, I don't want to say back to the level it was, because I don't think it's ever going to be back to the level it was, unless all of a sudden a heavyweight champion emerges with charisma and with one-punch knockout power here, who's an American, that they could put their cards, they could put all their marbles in that sack. But in the meantime, Top Rank is partnering up with ESPN. And it's a minimum 4-year deal. And one of the deals, one of the fights that they're going for is the alleged November 11th rematch between Pacquiao and Horn. And, you know, it's going to be ESPN. It's going to be ESPN Deportes. It's going to be multiple platforms. And they're going to use Top Rank content, on ESPN's direct-to-consumer streaming services and do that and deliver all the pay-per-view events. You know, now Top Rank has already gone to it in certain levels because they're already involved with Canadian networks on TSN and RDS where their content goes out in English and French. And some of those cards could end up being on ABC as well, which would take us full circle to the wide world of sports. But, you know, you got Vasyl Lomachenko. They showed his beating on Miguel Magara. Terrence Crawford, who beat up on Ndogo. You know, so you've had some good fights. There's 18 fights scheduled for the first year of the deal. And some good ones. You know, featherweight title holder Oscar Valdez. You know, Zoto Ramirez is going up against Jesse Hart. You know, so it was pretty good stuff. You know, Lomachenko's a name. And that's going to come out of Madison Square Garden, out of the theater. You know. And Top Rank is kind of consolidating a little bit. I mean, you know, DKP is gone pretty much, Don King. You know, he's got pushed by the wayside. Now, you'll see his promotions every once in a while, but not very often. You know, it's now Top Rank and Golden Boy. And credit to Oscar De La Hoya. He's done a very good job of turning Golden Boy into a machine. And Top Rank needs to compete for those dollars. You know, in Top Rank, I don't want to call it missteps, but, you know, this is full circle for Top Rank. Because if you remember ESPN, you know, back in the Australian rules football days, boxing was a pretty big mainstay of that network. You know, they had that Top Rank boxing series that ran on ESPN from 1980 to 1986. And I'm pulling it directly from the ESPN article. I wouldn't have remembered the dates. And they had the agreement with HBO for years. Well, they're not showing their fights on HBO anymore. They're going back full force into ESPN. Now, not all of it's going to be free, but a good chunk of it will be. And I'm sure they'll end up cutting some kind of side deal with HBO. You know, because don't forget, boxing itself is not politically correct, which makes it ironic with ESPN, who likes to social engineer. But with that being said, you know, don't forget, it's a brutal sport that should be banned and outlawed. Yeah, okay. But Top Rank had a long, profitable relationship with HBO. Golden Boy has superseded that to a certain point. Showtime Boxing is in the mix as well, and Top Rank is kind of downsizing a little bit. I'm not saying downsizing from the perspective of they're going to go away as an organization, but they're consolidating a little bit, getting away from having the broad spectrum of everything. And they're tying to ESPN, which has the platforms to accommodate them. Top Rank also got rid of Unimas, the Unimas series, Solo Boxeo, which is too bad for Univision. I kind of feel bad about that because it was good entertainment. You know, and the thing about it is, if you are a boxing fan, and again, this is the evolution of media right now, but if you're a boxing fan, you can find a fight on ESPN on their platforms every day of the year. Every day. And this is also where the old school guys, you know, like myself, who are adapting slowly to the changing world, this is where the kids get involved. You know, Todd DeBeef, who is Bob Arum's stepson, who I actually know, cut this deal with ESPN, with John Skipper and Magnus. You know, it's and it's smart, because if you're going to keep the sport alive, this is what you have to do. You've got to get it up there on multiple platforms. You have to be able to stream it. You have to have it available on demand. It's what we always talk about in the beginning of the hours. Radio how you want it. Guess what? Sport how you want it. There's exceptions. But even the team sports are going in that direction. Individual sports need to go in this direction. 10 years from now, the sports landscape will not be recognizable to people who view it right now. It's that simple. And anybody who thinks otherwise, you don't have a clue. If you want Big 12 women's volleyball, there's going to be a way to, well, I mean, there's a way to get it now. But if you want it on demand, 365, it'll be there for you. You want to look at a particular game, it'll be there for you. You want a ping pong match, it'll be there for you. You're going to be able to pick and choose. That's it. And DeBeef, while doing this, very smart. Very smart. And he hit it right on the head. He said the premium cable networks, HBO, Showtime, they've done a great job with boxing. They've kept it alive, honestly. But if you don't have HBO or Showtime, you're not watching boxing. And the proof is in the pudding. The ratings are down. The availability of boxing matches, first-rate boxing matches, to the public, it's just not there. So by doing this, they're making it available to the general public again. And now you're going to see, and again, mixed martial arts has taken a big chunk out of what they've been able to do. But honestly, this is going to make boxing a lot more appealing to people who haven't been exposed to it on a major level for a long period of time. Smart, smart, smart. And a lot of money for everybody, including the boxers, which is good. It's Tapping the Brakes. We're going to step aside when we come back. More fun and frivolity here on the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go nowhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast. And again, we spun off into a boxing conversation here, which is cool because talking about Floyd and Connor in the beginning. But you know something, when you look at the stable of young talent, and this takes us back to the Olympics in 2016. Top Rank signed a whole bunch of people. This deal has been in the works for a while. And they signed a bunch of gold medalists. Gabinzarov out of the Uzbekistan, you know, Robson Conesiao out of Brazil, Shakur Stevenson, the American silver medalist, Mike Conlon out of Ireland. You know, so they've gone broad spectrum. You know, Antonio Vargas is under contract with them. Javier Cintron is under development with them. You know, it's smart. And Creative Artists Agency, who is involved in mixed martial arts, as we've talked about in a big way, is involved in this deal also. So, you know, Top Rank is being smart here. They're looking to the future. Boxing, I'm not going to say it's going to have a renaissance back to the point where it was in the heyday. But by signing this young talent and being able to expose them on a week-in, week-out basis, it's going to be good. And the other aspect of it is they don't have to fatten up against a bunch of tomato cans, to use an old-school term, to get their record to where it needs to be. Because what's going to happen here is that, like mixed martial arts, they're going to be able to take a loss or two, and it's not going to be the downfall of their career. They don't have to. They're not going to have to go into a title fight undefeated in order to make it legit. They're going to be able to learn, develop, and make some money. Well, that's it for this hour of the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun right after the short timeout. Make sure you stay for the news because it's important. There's things going on in the world. Pay attention.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No sign of a let-up from the rain nor the misery from Tropical Storm Harvey in parts of Texas, especially the Houston area. FEMA Administrator Brock Long holding a news conference just a short time ago.
We're anticipating over 30,000 people being placed in shelters temporarily
to basically stabilize the situation and provide for their care.
For the first time, officials are talking casualties. At least two deaths are now blamed on the storm. An insurance industry research group saying that the damages across southeast Texas could match the $15 billion that Katrina cost in 2005. Tropical Storm Harvey is also driving gas futures up as flooding is forcing refineries in the Houston area to shut down. U.S. gasoline futures hitting two-year highs in overnight trading. This is USA Radio News.
Joining us is James Greenwood, the president and CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization, BIO, in Washington, D.C. Welcome, James.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
Well, let's just start with the basics, James, of what is biotechnology?
Sure. So biotechnology is all about understanding life, human life, the biology of animals, the biology of plants, and getting an understanding at the cellular level, at the genetic level, and even at the molecular level, and then using that profound knowledge to do useful things for humans, to wit, fighting disease and finding cures and treatments for the cancers, HIV, ALS, Alzheimer's disease, the list goes on and on and on. Also, making farmers more productive so they can produce more food and use less pesticides. Wow. And then also making new biofuels and biomaterials from sustainable plant material.
All right, where can we go to get more info?
Well, you can go to bio.org.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, James.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The U.S. Navy says it's recovered all the remains of all 10 sailors missing in the USS John McCain's collision with an oil tanker near Singapore a week ago. Sara Lee Kessler has more.
The fallen sailors are from New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Texas, Maryland, Missouri, Connecticut, and Ohio. Poughkeepsie, New York native 28-year-old Corey George Ingram was found over the weekend. Funeral arrangements are pending.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson sounding as if he's putting some distance between himself and President Trump when it comes to some of what he calls the United States government's commitment to long-held values.
I don't believe anyone doubts the American people's values or the commitment of the American government or the government's agencies to advancing those values and defending those values.
And the president's values?
The president speaks for himself.
Tillerson was speaking to Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday there. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Controversial former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio is planning to hold a news conference today where he'll talk about the pardon that President Trump has granted him. The White House announcing on Friday that Trump had pardoned Arpaio. He'd been convicted last month of criminal contempt for disobeying a federal judge's order in a racial profiling case involving Latinos. The move has been condemned by Latino activists and Republican and Democratic officeholders as well. Dozens of illegal immigrants are facing charges now after a new border tunnel was uncovered near San Diego. Jason Campidonia has more on that story.
30 illegal immigrants were busted using the tunnel over the weekend, which starts in Mexico and ends near the Otay Mesa border crossing. Officials say over 20 of the people arrested are Chinese nationals and the rest are Mexican nationals. The San Diego Tunnel Task Force is now working with Mexican officials to figure out who is responsible for the tunnel, and so far, no drugs have been found.
Big stars and some messages of social activism dominating last night's 2017 MTV Video Music Awards. Michael Jackson's daughter Paris was the first presenter of the night for Best Pop Video. She set the political tone for the rest of the show. And Robert Wright Lee IV, a descendant of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, took his appearance as an opportunity to denounce racism and white supremacy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, I hope so. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, you know, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country, and we love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, radio on the go. And damn, I got more joggers and bicycle riders in this neighborhood than I ever knew what to do with. It's amazing. I got a beautiful view of the Great South Bay. I got people jogging. I got people walking. I got dogs running. Cars going up and down the street. And man, this is nice. I can get used to this. Oh, wait, I live here. Yeah, well, look. If you're heading to the beach, which a lot of these people heading south are on their feet, and I see a lot of headphones and everything, and I am positive they are plugged into the Spano and Black Attack, as well as they should be. Because you can get it anywhere. You can use iHeart, you can use TuneIn, you can use Stitcher. It's a beautiful thing. And bam, we are right there for you. And that's a good thing. You know, get down there, get that last gasp of summer. Not so bueno. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Lay it on the beach. Use that sunblock, baby. If not, you pay the price. Take it from me. And it's all there for you. And honestly, you know, look, if you were looking to get a recap of the fight, you got one in that first hour. And that's fun. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I watch the guys on TV. I listen to what they have to say. What a bunch of bull, for the most part. Clueless. Clueless in Seattle. Or clueless in Bristol, as the case may be. Propping up the agenda. Our agenda here, American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our six each and every day. You see them, thank them. Okay? It's tapping the brakes. We'll set it up right after this. I'm Black. You're not.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Oh, man. I love that cut. I really do. Welcome back, Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we've been having fun. It is a good time. I love doing this, man. I really do. The fight's over. The fight's in the books. Hopefully, if you spent your money, you feel like you got your money's worth. I hope so. Anyway, yeah. Baseball. Yeah. I was coin tossing it on the break with the news. I mean, there's not, again, pennant races are there. Yankees have been playing good ball. They made up a little bit of ground on Boston, but not much. But there are really true headlines going on there. There's a little story, and I'm going to give him some love first, but there's a little story going on in Philly. Rhys Hoskins has hit his 11th home run since being brought up, and people are actually coming out to the ballpark in Philadelphia to see this kid. He can flat out play. He's a left fielder. I don't know where they're going to end up playing him totally, but he's a left fielder. He's a highly touted prospect, and rightfully so. And if you're a Philly fan, you got something to look forward to here. You know? And they bounced him around. They played him in left field and then moved him to first base later on. But he's been up. Let's see what we got here. I'll get his complete player card up here. Yeah, he's played in 18 games, 64 at-bats, 19 hits, 11 of them have been home runs. Pretty flipping good. No, but I mean, this kid can play, and he's a real deal prospect. You know, he really is a real deal prospect. And he doesn't seem overmatched thus far. You know, it'll cool down. But don't forget, Philadelphia is a hitter's park. Always has been. You know, and the Phillies, I don't want to say next year. You know, but probably the year after, they're going to be competitive again. They're trying to do it the right way. They were competitive for a long time. You know, this is a kid that broke Ryan Howard's minor league home run record in AA. He popped 40. He had 20 at AAA when they brought him up. You know, the kid is relatively disciplined. He doesn't strike out a ton. You know, they'll find the holes in his swing. They always do. Ask Aaron Judge. But a little hope in Philadelphia. And that's okay. You know, that's okay. And, you know, again, for teams, there's not much of a pennant race going on in too many of the divisions. There aren't some. You know, Yanks are 2.5 back against Boston. Cleveland's opened up a little space against Minnesota, but Minnesota's still on the wild card. Astros have decimated their division. Washington, we talked about. There's intrigue in the Central with the Cubs because they just refused to step on the accelerator. And the Dodgers have lapped the field 3 times. But when you look at the East in the National League, Washington, again, rightfully so, they're playing 600 ball. You know, Harper's out. He'll be back. But they don't have to rush him. They'll get him ready for the playoffs. The Marlins, very quietly, 3 games over 500. Can you imagine if they had, I don't even want to talk about it. If the kid hadn't gone stupid, they'd be in the midst of the race. And, you know, Miami is very quietly getting themselves into the midst of the wild card. You know, it's going to be tough. They're 5.5 games back out of the final wild card. But you got a full month of baseball to play. You know, and who knows with Colorado. They've been up and down and all over the map. Milwaukee's still in the mix, obviously. Diamondbacks, obviously. But, you know, you look at that division, and Atlanta's on the come. Nationals are rock solid. The Phillies, like I said, it's going to, not next year, probably the year after. Mets better watch out. Sandy better get the ship right. They, you know, they got rid of a lot of veteran players, and they're going to the youth with Dominic Smith and Rosario. Their biggest problem is their pitchers don't stay healthy. If their pitchers are healthy, they're as good as anybody in baseball. They haven't been for the last couple of years. And they need to figure out what the hell is going on there. Because Atlanta's getting ready to move. If Miami, and don't forget, you have new ownership going in there. New ownership that hopefully is ready to spend some money. And if they are ready to spend some money, that division is going to be competitive. And you could get bypassed pretty quickly in that division. I'm not saying it's going to happen in the Nationals. Certainly could happen in the Mets. Who managed to lose again You know, they're finding out about some players right now. And I get it. The season's done for them. But what's Nimmo going to be? What's Lagares going to be? You know, they certainly have to be concerned about Conforto and that shoulder injury. The capsule of the shoulder, never a good thing. They have to get a catcher. Travis d'Arnaud is not the guy. He's settled into mediocrity. He can't hit. Or whoever is talking to him about his hitting isn't getting through. You know, you're trotting Tommy Malone out to the mound, even though he was okay yesterday. You're not going to get a lot of wins. Not going to happen. You know, it's they just can't stay healthy. And it's sad. And they have to make hard decisions on some of these guys. I mean, look, David Wright's never going to play again. At least not on any level, any high level. Wilmer Flores hit his 17th, which is his career high. Plug the guy in at third or second, leave him alone. Put Rosario at short, leave him alone. Dominic Smith's at first, leave him alone. Figure out third base. Who's on first? You get the point. It's tapping the brakes, more baseball right after this. We're going to stick with Miami and talk about the guy that's going to break 60.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
All right, stupid, pick up the phone and call cop.
You're nuts, Rocky. You want to play some more? What am I supposed to tell him?
Tell him to get over here. You're going to make a confession.
Lieutenant Cobb, please. This is Louis Castro.
What's the matter, Castro?
Hello, Cobb. This is Louis Castro. Get over to my place. I'd like to make a full confession. Now, will you put that thing away?
I don't think we're going to play with this anymore. Now that you've called your two boys, let's really call Gus Cobb. I think he'd like to meet them. And do me a favor, Castro, while I'm on the phone. Try to jump me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast. Photo was 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Before we went to break, talking National League East, shifting sands. And unfortunately for the Mets, one of the things, Michael Conforto on that swing, dislocating his shoulder and hurting the capsule with the shoulder. They've got a very intriguing dilemma there. And the question is whether or not that shoulder faces surgery or not. If it is surgery, he could be out for 6 to 12 months. In other words, a lost season. He wouldn't come back until late August, early September of next year, probably. And a doctor that was quoted by the New York Post, Dr. Uma Dosti, he's a sports medicine specialist at Ridgewood Orthopedic Group in New Jersey, said that, you know, he should be able to come back and resume his career. And there's going to be that trepidation of, God, if I swing hard, will I do this again? It was such a fluke injury and just painful to watch. But, you know, fortunately for him, not on his throwing arm. So from that aspect, he'll be all right. But whether or not he can be the hitter that he was starting to develop into remains to be seen, because he was going to be a cornerstone, he and Cespedes, of their upcoming year. And now they've got to wonder about whether or not they need to go out and get another outfielder. Tough call. But down in Miami, no tough call. Because there's a guy lighting it up down there. His name is Giancarlo Stanton, who, with a full month of baseball left to be played and a team that's in playoff contention and winning is contagious, that beat the Padres yesterday 6-2 to get themselves three games over 500. They're 35-29 at home. Maybe fans will start coming out. Then again, maybe they won't. But if yesterday was any indication, and again, you know, you take it with a grain of salt because some of them are prepaid tickets, some of it is corporate or whatever. They had 23,735 there at the ballpark. Not bad for a team that's starting to perform. And the biggest performer of all is Giancarlo Stanton. And like I said, had the kid not gotten stupid, that lineup is first rate down in Miami. D. Gordon off steroids is still hitting 292. Well, maybe he's off steroids. But Yelich, Ozuna, you know, Ellis is a solid catcher. Aviles is playing first-rate shortstop. But Giancarlo Stanton is the man. And not only is he hitting home runs, he's hitting for average, guys. 3 for 3 yesterday. He's got 50 home runs now and 108 RBIs. He'd be getting it done. Now, his projected, you know, and you know me, I don't go into the whole stat thing a hell of a lot. But if he ends up playing out the season 159 games, they project him out at 63 home runs and 136 RBIs. And that doesn't suck. This guy, and I said this at the All-Star break, there are a couple of guys in baseball, and there always are, that you stop and you watch, no matter what you're doing. He's one of them. Aaron Judge is another one. And Aaron's having some tough times right now. But he's one. Giancarlo's another one. And by the way, this has all changed for him since he closed his stance. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the backstory, you know, a couple of years ago when he took that ball to the head and it smashed his face, it was quite the, it was almost career ending. And I don't mean career ending in that he couldn't have played again. But the reality of being the kind of hitter that he was before the HBP and then after. And he changed his stance and he went to an open stance. And he was still hitting with power, but he had holes in his swing. Since the All-Star break, and I don't know, I'd love to get a microphone in front of him, and I'm always amazed that people who do what we do for a living don't ask the questions sometimes. But he has changed his stance. It is a closed stance. It's back to what it was a few years ago. Who talked to him? Was it a decision he made on his own? Was it his hitting coach? Was it Donnie Baseball? But he is lighting it up. And when I tell you lighten it up, lighten it up. Last 7 days, he's hitting .448 with 5 home runs and 11 RBIs. The month of August, .394 with 17 home runs and 35 RBIs. Monster. Monster. I mean, this is... he's got a real shot at it, you know, and then the collar will tighten and the pressure will amp. We'll see how the media goes about approaching it. But all of a sudden, as they're going down a stretch, not only do you have a reason to go out to Marlins Park because of Giancarlo Stanton, but you have a reason to go out there because of the team. They're playing good ball. Everybody's following along with them. All the hitters are following his lead. And they got some serious mojo going on out there. You know, again, it if they were just getting a little... I'm not even going to go down that road. Their rotation is getting it done. Let's just put it that way. We'll keep it kind. But Dan Straley's at the top of it with an 8-8 record. You know, and Jose Urena, who has stepped it up. Here's a 25-year-old kid that nobody knows about who's 12-5. You know. Man, if Fernandez hadn't, bless, it just makes me mad. You know, the Florida Sun Sentinel did a good story on it. And you know something? It you got to take the bad with the good. He was drunk. He was coked up. And he was driving a boat in a bad section of the ocean at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, and it was his fault. He killed two other people. You know, and we, God knows we've talked about this so many times. When you put the zeros after the one in a check and you start going. You know, but I mean, he was in a nightclub where the group that he was with, they ordered two full bottles of tequila and drank them. The toxicology showed that he had blow in his system. And he killed two people. And oh, by the way, his baseball team would have been primed to make a nice run. Afterthought in the grand scheme of things, but still relative in the world of baseball. Football right after this short timeout. Let's tap on the brakes. I'm Black. You're not.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-922-4074. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast. Football is the direction that we go. It's another player knelt for the national anthem. Who cares? Eric Reed decided to kneel. Okay, great. I'm impressed. These kids are so ignorant, it's amazing. They really are. Vontaze Burfict, 5-game suspension, facing one for an illegal hit. He popped. Anthony Sherman, Kansas City Chief fullback, earlier this month. He was in a defenseless position. And Burfict, who is a repeat offender. He only had one personal foul last year, so, you know, he has tried to adjust his game, but he's a sociopath. That guy's nuts. Seriously. I know somebody that went to school with him. I'm not speaking out of school here, so to speak. Guy is, if he wasn't playing football, he'd be in prison. Let's put it that way. And if he'd like to come on and chat about it, I'd be happy to do it. It's a nasty game played by nasty people. We'll see how the league handles it going forward. Julian Edelman's out for the year. And that's not bueno for the New England Patriots. You know, I got to tell you something about the Patriots. And this is turning into the San Antonio Spurs of the National Football League. But sooner or later, things are going to catch up to them. I don't know that this is the year. I'm assuming they're going to make the playoffs. Look, they have depth. You know, they always add players that can get it done. And they've always been able to, under Belichick, put people in place that buy in. Because if you don't buy in, you're done. And this was a non-contact injury to Edelman. But they got Brandon Cooks in the trade. This is a guy that had 1,100 yards last year. He's going to become a key cog, and I hope he's up to the challenge. Because Edelman's that underneath guy. That it'll now be Danny Amendola. And maybe Malcolm Mitchell had an okay year last year. 32 receptions, and it's next man up. And that's how Belichick approached it in his press conference. But there's a couple of real questions here. Will Gronk be able to stay on the field? If he stays on the field, they win football games. You know, Dwayne Allen, nice guy brought in from the Indianapolis Colts, but he ain't Gronk. What kind of look are they going to show you? You know, all of a sudden, James O'Shaughnessy matters in those two tight end looks. So, you know, this is a big hit. The offensive line, we'll see. At a 40-year-old quarterback. Chris Hogan did a nice job for them last year with 38 receptions for 680 yards. The excellent cross player. He's going to have to keep going because it's going to be a combination of him and Amendola. You know, and don't forget, he's been an outside guy. So Amendola, and they're going to look to the waiver wires. But, you know, and this is always something that people don't realize. When teams look to the waiver wires, generally speaking, they're not looking at bad teams. Bad teams will make a mistake, and they'll cut somebody loose once in a while that should be playing and isn't. They're looking to the good teams, because when you're on a team that's contending or in the playoffs for the last few years, most positions are set. And you're looking at not being able to get quality players unless they're coming off the rosters of the elite teams. That's just how it is. Well, when an elite team suffers an injury, where are they going to get somebody from? So New England's going to be looking. And they're going to bring in players. It'll be a rotating door for the first couple of weeks of the season as they try to strike a little gold. But that was a big hit. And although I think New England will make the playoffs, you know, I saw people saying they're going to go 14-0. You're high. You're out of your mind. Not going to happen. Brady had as perfect a year last year with the suspension as you could have possibly had. 28 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. For him to repeat that year is completely unrealistic, especially at 40 years of age. He's still a great player, don't get me wrong, but he is 40. And Father Time always wins. So, let's see. You know, maybe Bill would be better served by giving him 4 games off and keep him fresh. That ain't going to happen. But I'm just saying. You know. Don't just hand them the Lombardi trophy, even though they won it last year. Seriously. Because these little nicks and cuts, you know, Gronk goes down again. That's one less weapon. And the history is there. He goes down. He's hurt a lot. They got to get a full year out of him. And if they don't, I'm telling you, he'll be up for grabs. I picked Pittsburgh 1 year too early. Let's put it that way. Deshaun Kizer is going to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Brown fans, be happy. Seriously, be happy. Because you're going to find out what direction this team needs to go in going forward. And that's a good thing. You know, Hugh Jackson, and I guess in talking to Jimmy Haslam, they've made the decision that they're in it for the long haul. But this kid earned it. He really did. you know, he was going up against Cody Kessler, who has now become an afterthought. I don't even know if he's going to make the team. And Brock Osweiler, who, you know, we know what Brock Osweiler is. Now, when they played the last game, they did not perform particularly well on offense. But, you know, honestly, how he looked against the Giants, and then in a short term this past week, he went 6 of 18, 93 yards, one interception. And you look at that and you say to yourself, oh, my God, how did he win it? Yeah, he's got pocket presence. He's got the cannon arm. He was going up against Tampa Bay's first defense. There were drop balls. Corey Coleman wasn't in the lineup. He's got a good rapport with him already. And, you know, look, they got to find out. And this will go a long way in determining whether or not they need to draft a quarterback in this upcoming draft. Now, depending on how many games they win, of course, but the positioning, and we've talked about it a little bit, just going on the assumption that they finish with 6 wins. I'll just throw that number out there. They'll more than likely be in position to grab one of the big 3 with the quarterbacks. We'll see. The question is, do you start all over again, or do you go with a kid that has a potential? Because he's got all the intangibles. Size, arm. It's what goes on between the years that has come into question. And people who watch Notre Dame football will be happy to tell you that. But, you know, they're going to have to go with him to find out. And they're throwing him in the deep end. He's going to be good some weeks. He's going to be horrible other weeks. And unless he gets hurt or is in so far over his head that they have to pull him, he's the guy in the short term. They'll find out whether or not it's long term. But, you know, when you look at Cleveland and their possibilities for this season, I'll tell you one thing I've been impressed with. And there ain't no lie with that. And that is the fact that Greg Williams' defense is, boy, oh, boy. It's first rate. And they're going to wreak some havoc. They're going to win games just because of defense. Simple as that. And if they can get anything offensively, and you know, and I know I've talked about Cleveland a lot the last few weeks, but you know, I jump on the bandwagon early. The division itself is tough. They've got to find out going forward. But honestly, they invested in the offensive line. Zeitler's the most expensive guard in football right now, and Joe Thomas is an all-timer, maybe the best offensive tackle ever. They're going to find out a lot of things, and they're going to find them out quickly with DeShone Kizer at quarterback. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll wrap it up right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more.
Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black here on the Attack. And, you know, everybody's seen what's going on in Houston. The flooding is just massive. J.J. Watt, who, you know, we'll see with the back what kind of football he ends up playing. But I'll tell you what, there's no doubt he is loyal to the community, and he puts his money where his mouth is. He tried to raise funds for the city. He raised $500,000 in funds for flood relief after raising $200,000 in 2 hours. He gave $100,000 himself to the fundraiser. And, you know, he's just stay safe. You know, Glover Quinn lives outside of Houston. And, you know, worried about his family. Wife and kids are there. They're fine. But, you know, just you're worried. You're away and your kids and family are there, you know. Looks like the city did a pretty piss poor job of being able to prepare for things. But it's okay because social engineering is good. You know, again, it's I like what Watt's doing, and I'm liking what the team itself, the way they've rallied around the community. Also, a lot of props to Jerry Jones here because he opened up the Star to let the Houston team practice. The game is supposed to be at NRG Stadium. Probably not going to happen this upcoming Thursday. More than likely, it's going to be in Dallas. And if that ends up being the case, knowing Jerry, and he's pretty philanthropic, he'll probably end up giving a good chunk of money to the city of Houston. And, you know, hopefully it'll play out well for everybody. Be safe, be careful. You know the drill. I mean, down here in this neighborhood, we got hit by Sandy, so we get it. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Program Network. And until we meet again, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.